Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota faith and community leaders are calling for a one-day economic blackout in response to ongoing federal immigration enforcement actions. The event titled The Day of Truth and Freedom is scheduled for January 23rd. In addition, a march and rally will take place that afternoon in downtown Minneapolis.
One of the agents said, "You guys got to stop obstructing us. That's why that lesbian bitch is dead." Speaking about Renee Good.
On Sunday, Patty O'Keefe says she and her friend were violently arrested and detained by ICE. She explains that federal officers pepper sprayed the air vent to their car, broke their windows, dragged them out of the car, handcuffed them, and brought them to the detention center at the federal Whipple building in separate vehicles.
We saw probably about 100 people in holding cells. We heard screaming, crying, just visceral agony.
O'Keefe spoke publicly today as local and state leaders highlighted escalating ICE activity and announced that new local and live community briefings will begin soon. Six prosecutors have suddenly stepped down from Minnesota's U.S. Attorney's Office, citing frustration over the Justice Department's response to the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent. Hamline University political professor David Schultz believes part of the attorney's decision stems from the DOJ's pressure to investigate the widow of Good.
In their estimation, the request is inappropriate. And any attorney, when asked to do something inappropriate by their client, either has to refuse, disengage from the case, or perhaps resigns.
Among those resigning is Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. And the DNR is looking for some summer interns who might be interested in a future career in the field. Human Resources Intern Specialist Hannah Zyman says they've got some spots available in the Forestry Division.
These interns will collect data on state forest land, for example, native plant surveys or forest inventory, things like that. They also help offer local forestry staff to appraise and scale timber.
There's 175 paid positions that need to be filled. More info can be found on the DNR's website. In other headlines, the Duluth Police Department has added its first armored rescue vehicle to the fleet, a Lenco Bearcat G3. Until now, Duluth officers relied on Superior Police for armored support during high-risk incidents. Chief Mike Sainawa says the Bearcat will give officers the protection they need to slow situations down safely, improving safety for both police and the community. More concern over Minnesota's iron range. This comes with the announcement that HipTech is laying off an additional 45 workers following an even larger layoff last spring, DFL Senator Grant Hauschild.
When you see HipTech running out of ore and you see additional layoffs announced just the other day, that certainly creates a sense of fear on the iron range. And so we have to have each other's back in this moment.
For the more than 600 laid off workers from last March, the state legislature did extend their unemployment benefits to 1 year of full benefits, but for some, they'll run out this summer. And 33-year-old Demetrius Shumpert and his 20-year-old brother Amari Shumpert will spend the rest of their lives in prison for a triple murder in Coon Rapids. They were sentenced in Anoka County to 3 life terms without parole. This is MNN.